This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Today I'm talking with Betsy Willis, Senior Lecturer of Accounting at Baylor. With the deadline approaching for filing personal taxes, it's a little late to provide tax tips. But for those of you who've not yet filed your taxes, Ms. Willis has some advice. Ms. Willis, what should a person do at this point if he or she hasn't filed their taxes yet?
Well, hopefully you are well organized and all your documents together. This year, we're pretty fortunate we have 2 extra days to file our tax returns because when April 15th falls on a weekend, we get 2 extra days till Monday to file our returns. However, if you just can't get it all together, you can file on Monday the 17th, a Form 4868. That is an automatic extension. This year, that's been changed to an automatic 6-month extension. It used to be 4 months. Now it is 6 months. One thing that confuses people a little bit is that they think that is an extension of time to pay their taxes. However, it is only an extension of time to file your return. So you have to get everything together that you have, your W-2s, your dividends, your self-employment income, anything like that. Figure up what you think your tax liability is going to be. Subtract any payments that you've made through withholding or estimated payments. And you file the Form 4868 and pay the remaining amount. The taxes can be paid with a check or a money order or your credit card, and you can even file the 4868 electronically and submit your money and the form that way. If you are planning to contribute to an IRA this year and that new amount is $4,000, you do have to make that payment by April the 17th, the regular due day of the return. If you are self-employed and you have your own business and you have an SEP, which is a simplified employee pension plan, you do have until your extension due date, October 15th, to file the return and make that contribution. Well, if you don't pay in enough and you have interest and penalty, I thought I might tell you a little bit about that. When you do file sometime before October 15th, hopefully, you will owe interest on your unpaid amount from the regular due date until the date you pay that, and that is a 7% annual interest rate. In addition, if you haven't paid in at least 90% of your tax liability by the regular due date, you may have to pay a late payment penalty, and that is 0.5% up to a maximum of 25% of the taxes due. So I hope this brief explanation helps you to get your taxes filed or get your extension done and maybe understand a little bit more about how that works.
Great. Thank you. Betsy Willis is a senior lecturer of accounting at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business, or go to the iTunes Music Store to subscribe to our free podcast. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.